same failing which prevents them from being ready for it. And with the same lack of restraint, they fondly imagine that their luck will last forever. And fondly imagine that their gains are bound to increase as well as merely continue. They forget the springboard on which mortal things are tossed, and they guarantee for themselves exclusively a steady continuance of the gifts of chance. For this very reason, I regard as excellent the saying of Metrodorus in a letter of consolation to his sister on the loss of her son, a lad of great promise. All the good of mortals is mortal. He is referring to those goods towards which men rush in shoals. For the real good does not perish. It is certain and lasting, and it consists of wisdom and virtue. It is the only immortal thing that falls to mortal lot. But men are so wayward, and so forgetful of their goal, and of the point toward which every day jostles them, that they are surprised at losing anything, although some day they are bound to lose everything. Anything of which you are entitled the owner is in your possession, but is not your own. For there is no strength in that which is weak, nor anything lasting and invincible in that which is frail. We must lose our lives as surely as we lose our property. And this, if we understand the truth, is itself a consolation. Lose it with equanimity, for you must lose your life also. What resource do we find, then, in the face of these losses? Simply this: to keep in memory the things we have lost, and not to suffer the enjoyment which we have derived from them to pass away along with them. To have may be taken from us, to have had, never. A man is thankless in the highest degree if, after losing something, he feels no obligation for having received it. Chance robs us of the thing, but leaves us its use and its enjoyment, and we have lost this if we are so unfair as to regret. Just say to yourself, of all these experiences that seem so frightful, none is insuperable. Separate trials have been overcome by many. Fire by Mucius, crucifixion by Regulus, poison by Socrates, exile by Rutilius, and a sword inflicted death by Cato. Therefore, let us also overcome something. Again, those objects which attract the crowd under the appearance of beauty and happiness have been scorned by many men and on many occasions. Fabricius, when he was general, refused riches, and when he was censor, branded them with disapproval. Tubero deemed poverty worthy both of himself and of the deity on the Capitol when, by the use of earthenware dishes at a public festival, he showed that man should be satisfied with that which the gods could still use. The elder Sextius rejected the honors of office. He was born with an obligation to take part in public affairs, and yet would not accept the broad stripe, even when the deified Julius offered it to him. For he understood that what can be given can also be taken away. Let us also, therefore, carry out some courageous act of our own accord. Let us be included among the ideal types of history. Why have we been slack? Why do we lose heart? That which could be done can be done if only we purify our souls and follow nature. For when one strays away from nature, one is compelled to crave and fear and be a slave to the things of chance. We may return to the true path. We may be restored to our proper state. Let us therefore be so, in order that we may be able to endure pain, in whatever form it attacks our bodies, and say to fortune, "You have to deal with a man. Seek someone whom you can conquer." By these words, and words of a like kind, the malignity of the ulcer is quieted down, and I hope indeed that it can be reduced, and either cured or brought to a stop, and grow old along with the patient himself. I am, however, comfortable in my mind regarding him. What we are now discussing is our own loss, the taking off of a most excellent old man. For he himself has lived a full life, and anything additional may be craved by him, not for his own sake, but for the sake of those who need his services. In continuing to live, he deals generously. Some other person might have put an end to these sufferings, but our friend considers it no less base to flee from death than to flee